Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we go out and pick a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. We bring in my co-host, Alexa. Pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 6.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 221.
And while I go pick out a podcast, why don't you listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And number 6 is the health category. Number 221 leads us to the Next Year Now podcast. Tom Hefner, host of the Next Year Now podcast, author and creativity and innovation expert. That's his title. Here's the description of the podcast. The Next Year Now podcast is based on the belief that every day, purposeful habits and practices are vital for you to thrive at work and in life. Each week, I interview some of the brightest and most successful people with expertise in topics like personal development, health and well-being, business, productivity, creativity, and entrepreneurship. My goal is to help you thrive by identifying the most successful habits and practices and to share these secrets of their success. Think of me as your virtual coach, and the Next Year Now podcast is our weekly practice session. If you want to improve or overcome the overwhelm of everyday life, then this is the podcast for you. Their website is nextyearnowpodcast.com. We're going to listen to episode number 10, The Truth About Nutrition and Wellness. And it goes a little something like this.
This is episode 10 of the Next Year Now podcast.
The term for this science, which is a bit newer, is nutrigenomics, which essentially means that food does not just contain calories, it contains information. And it's important information that's communicating very specific things. So different biochemical responses in the body, different hormones, neurotransmitters, and immune messengers.
I'm not sure that pulled me in.
Welcome to the Next Year Now podcast with Tom Hefner. Tom believes that if you really want to thrive at work and in life, then every day purposeful habits and practices are vital. The Next Year Now podcast will not only help you identify and integrate these habits into your daily life, but also bring you key insights and lessons from some of the most successful people in their fields. And here is your host, Tom Hefner.
All right.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast devoted to helping you thrive at work and in life. The topic of habits and practices is always front and center in our discussion, but we also explore how we use these habits and practices to improve our personal development, productivity, creativity, health and well-being, business, and entrepreneurship.
Pop filter.
Today will be one of the most practical episodes ever. You and I get to learn from Kaylee Place, a nutrition and wellness expert in New York City. Her ideas and solutions for how we can improve our diet and well-being are going to radically change your lifestyle. In our conversation, I'll be asking Kaylee about the number one question to consider before making any nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle changes. The cultural traps and environmental obstacles preventing us from flourishing and taking time to eat better. The most effective habits and practices of good nutrition, eating, and wellness, including a morning ritual everyone should be doing right now. And plenty of other key insights and practical lessons.
How your farts can smell
like gold.
Kaylee
Place is a positive psychology and wellness coach, yoga instructor, and meditation teacher in New York City. Since 2010, she has helped thousands of individuals build flourishing lives by employing scientifically proven methods from positive psychology, nutritional science, the contemplative traditions, and mind-body medicine. Kaylee completed her master's in applied positive psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. Her research focused on how an inner dialogue that is harsh and critical versus an inner dialogue that is kind and supportive affects resilience, health, and well-being.
But he's
Kaylee is a sought-after speaker and workshop facilitator for businesses, hospitals, and schools.
Do we really need all
this? Her expertise spans a variety of topics, including mental resilience, meditation, nutrition, motivation, and happiness.
And
Kaylee, thank you for joining us today.
Finally.
And welcome to the show, my friend.
It's great to be here.
You know, one of the topics listeners ask me about the most when it comes to the podcast is nutrition and wellness. That seems to be an area where people really struggle with their everyday, purposeful habits and practices. And because what we eat has such an enormous impact on our well-being, I thought we should really focus on how we can improve our nutrition and well-being habits. That is what so many of us are really interested in. But before we dive into that, I'd love for us to get to know my friend Kaylee a bit better.
Oh, no.
Kaylee, describe your childhood. What was it like growing up?
So I'm from a large Irish Catholic family. I'm the oldest of five.
And how does this pertain to what we want to learn?
Life in our household was chaotic and also very fun most of the time. and I think what probably stands out the most around my childhood is I was a gymnast. I started when I was five, and it became my life quite quickly and a way of really finding mastery and achievement.
Okay.
And the trouble with gymnastics is it ramps up quite quickly. So by the time you're, 10, 11, 12, training 20, 30 to 40 hours a week. And so my childhood was unique in that by the time I was in eighth grade, I was
into health,
going to school half time and really living most of my days at the gym. And then gymnastics had a lot of benefits in terms of developing self-efficacy and confidence in my ability to set goals and achieve great things. One of the downsides of the sport was that I developed a really harsh inner critic where gymnastics, good enough is not ever good enough, and a slight bend of the knee is the difference
between
winning or not placing.
How does this tie into your topic?
Winning or not placing.
Really,
so
going
my
into the
standards
whole,
of
I was born
what I needed to do
black child,
to be
in the words
worthy
of Steve Martin,
were quite high, which eventually then led to stress and anxiety that manifested as irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, see, I don't want to know.
It really became sort of something I had to
just
look
the phrase irritable bowel syndrome
later on
makes,
did
your sphincter tighten
years
up just a little bit when
how
you
did
heard that
experience shape your work and your pursuit of helping
what does this
others
have to do with
improve their well-being and nutrition?
I would say that it really came to form everything that I do today, because after I left the sport, the harsh inner critic followed me into my academic life, and I achieved at high levels through high school and college. And by the end of my senior year of college, I was really struggling with irritable bowel syndrome.
Ugh.
And it's a digestive disorder that can have many different components. Food is often one of them. Many people might have a intolerance or an
So all in all, the audio quality was okay. Me personally, and I think part of this is right now as I record this, it's 20 after 12 at night, kind of tired. The music, I didn't like the sound of the guitar, and that's because I'm a guitar player. I was glad that the intro had a voiceover quickly. I thought they did that well. The intro clip where she's going on about who knows what, to me, and this is just my opinion, if you're going to go that route, and I like that because the idea is that clip is supposed to want you to listen more. And again, it might be that I was tired, but she lost me like halfway through. In fact, she seems to like, if you ask her one question, we'll go on for about 20 minutes per answer. So the opening answer, whatever that was, the intriguing part did not intrigue me. And to me, I'm not sure. I guess I can't judge here because he's asking her so much about her childhood, and she went through her entire gymnastic thing to say, I had a hard inner critic, and I'm not sure if there was a better way to get there or something, because I can't right now say that that question was a waste of time, because he did at the very end there pull it into what the heck they're supposed to be talking about today. But he was very close to tell me a little bit about yourself. And I don't know. It just, her first answer kind of bored me to tears because I don't know her. And then when the only thing was in her that was intriguing was she was a gymnast with irritable bowel syndrome, which could make dismounts really messy. But anyway, wasn't horrible. When I listened to the end of this, maybe, but better than most podcasts that I hear. Again, audio quality was okay. The intro, I think, could have been, you know, a little more engaging. And I'm not sure that was a, and it's not a bad question. It's just, I don't know. Just she went on for a long time about her childhood. And I'm like, aren't we supposed to be talking about health and wellness here? Instead of her gymnastics and who knows what. So that's my first impression for what it's worth. And if you would like to cut in line, I would love to hear your podcast. Simply go out to podcastreviewshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. Now, if you don't have a podcast, I've got a special class coming up very, very soon. It starts in January. Go over to Podcasting in 6 Weeks. This is a very small class. We're going to meet for 6 weeks. And at the end of that, if you start with absolutely nothing, in 6 weeks, you will have a podcast in iTunes, in TuneIn, in Google Play Music, in Stitcher, all those things well thought out. It'll be engaging. It'll be starting off in the right direction. If you're interested in that, check it out, podcastinginsixweeks.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.